Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Who have you got on the phone over there, Maggie?
I have that amazing Huxley. Hello, Huxley.
How are you doing, darling? How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much.
Good, I have Kelvin here as well.
Hi, Hux.
How are you, mate?
All right, thanks, just a bit warm.
It's sweltering.
Isn't it, just... So what I wanted to ask you was, during the lockdown, obviously you haven't been able to get out and about to do stuff with your magic in front of people in person. So mm-hmm. how are you getting around that?
I have done a couple of virtual shows. Mm-hmm. I did one for Tatnall Farm, which I believe they put up. And just recently done a big live broadcast for Hullabaloo.
Oh, wow.
And Greg Chapman, he's been doing his partially live shows.
Yes, we saw the last one. Yes, we saw the last one, eventually.
We had a little bit of difficulties. I don't know what was going on with Facebook that day, but he'd managed to bosh it out the next day.
He certainly did. And you were very, very brilliant.
Well, thank you very much.
With your bottles and glasses and glasses and bottles, and there seemed to be thousands of them.
It's a homage to the old Tommy Cooper. Got to be done.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. It wasn't done with quite that silly grin that Tommy Cooper has, but it was done extremely well. Very enjoyed it immensely.
I'm glad you did. So yeah, I mean, apart from that, it's very difficult to. Just before the gig that we did the other day, I had all of my tricks laid out, and I had to just get rid of half of them. And they are undoable via video screen, and
yeah.
A lot of the close-up stuff where I'd need someone to pick a card, for instance, even that kind of goes out the window because you can't have that close-up element to it.
Of course, you can't. No.
But going forward, it's very interesting as to where we go from here. I'm obviously I've done a few birthday messages and bits and tricks over the internet for people. Obviously, you can still get in touch if anyone wants anything like that and bespokeness.
Of course, yes.
But yeah, well, the way that goes for where we go into the future is anyone's game. I don't know how it's going to pan out.
No, I'm sure you don't. But having seen you do stuff live, you obviously feed off the responses you're getting from the audience, whether they're positive, negative, laughing, throwing things at you or whatever. So that must be very difficult when you're online.
So when we did the live event before, there's a 30-second lag, which makes things a little bit complicated. But there's no applause, so there's no interaction. I've got no way of gauging whether the audience is having a good time or not.
Well, that's it,
so
yeah.
Pressing those hearts and those thumbs and whatnot and the laughing faces, that definitely gives feedback to the person that is creating it and that is performing at the time.
It's very limited feedback, though, isn't it?
Definitely, and a lot of the comments and stuff come post the live session. Yeah. They come after the video comes and stuff. But all of those comments, all of those likes, all of those suggestions and shares, they always help the creators.
Yeah, I think you do absolutely brilliantly to actually do it online. Because as you say, it is quite difficult because you don't want people unpicking what it is you're doing, obviously, because your magic is unique to you, and so it should be. And you are one of the best magicians in the entire universe.
Oh, well, you are very kind. As a radio presenter, so are you. it's an interesting one. I've chatted about this before, but I mean, I think the TV and screens generally sort of have killed the essence of a lot of magic. So when I go out and I do a lot of close-up magic kids shows, what I find is that this is the first time that these people are experiencing actual, you know, hands-on close-up magic.
Yeah.
And
without it being through a screen. With the screen, you've got the ability to rewind, you've got the ability to pause, and it did, yes, it gives me a sense of dread, because I know that there's quite a few tricks on there where if you slowed it down and did it frame by frame, then you might see something that you shouldn't do.
Yes, yes.
But it's not about that. It's about the sense of, especially from my performances, I'm really trying to emulate what would happen if you were there for reals.
Yes.
So,
you work very quickly, don't you?
I try to, especially because of people's attention spans. You know, there's only about 10 seconds these days. So.
Who was that? Who says that?
Yeah. Exactly.
But I think one of the things I've noticed about magicians, and you, because I've probably seen you more up close live than anybody else, mm-hmm. is that the misdirection is all, isn't it?
It definitely helps if I tell you to look over at my right hand and do something with the left, you know. But then magic, and especially the art form of magic, is sometimes designing stuff for you to look over there and to be there, obviously, yeah. with a distraction.
Yes,
but
yes.
it's a fake distraction. It's a red herring. You know, a lot of magic is designed for that reason. So.
Well, I think the art is to make the misdirection not appear to be a misdirection in the first place. It's just something you're doing over there, and everyone looks that way. And in the meantime, you brought in a JCB and a crane, and no one's noticed
that's
it. That. Yeah.
You saw that trick.
That's how you get rid of the Statue of Liberty. That's how you do it.
Yes. Whilst everyone's looking in the other direction for a couple of seconds. Yeah. No, it is. Seriously, though, having seen you up close, I know it's a skill, but I still don't get it. I mean, you do stuff, you've got cards that someone's written on and reappear in a wallet that someone else has gotten. Oh, it's just amazing.
So sometimes when I do gigs, I'll have a spectator say, can you do this? And then come out with the most convoluted idea. and I say, no, that sounds great. But then I also sort of make a mental note of that. And when I go home, try and work out from backwards how I would create such an effect. And
yes.
often that's how tricks are born.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's often bouncing off the ideas. And often some of, you know, my silly best lines and comical lines and silly gags and stuff within the show have come from interactions with the audience, hecklers, yeah, and it used to scare me to, you know, when you first get into magic, you've created a routine and you'd like to present that routine from start to finish, and so having hecklers and people enjoying in and that, it stops your routine, puts you off pace. Now 10 years officially this year is 10 years down the line. And
what, you started when you were 12?
I am that young. No, honestly.
Yeah.
No, I'm 127 now.
Really?
So, but I feel as though I love the hecklers. I love you know, the people shouting out. Kevin, you said it about you don't get it. I can direct you to two of my magic workshops online if you would like to learn yourself a trick.
Oh yeah.
And the art of magic. You can both find them on either YouTube or down on my Facebook page, facebook.com/Huxley.
You've got to get a couple of plugs in, because at the moment I can't see the way forward for live close-up magic, not for the next few months anyway.
No, yeah, I can't. Yeah, it's there's a few people, some beautiful brides and grooms that have massive congratulations to them, and they've got in contact about weddings and stuff for next year,
yeah.
which is brilliant, which
Good.
Means, you know, that's brilliant. And there's obviously where all the festivals have been cancelled. There's lots of talk of coming back with a vengeance next year with lots
yeah.
of big festivals, which is lovely. But I'm happy to try anything, even if that means full hazmat PPE kit and coming out to come and do your garden party at a safe 20 metre distance if needs be.
If I had a garden that big, you could, yes.
so if people wanted to contact you for any reason, how do they do that, Huxley?
So it's Huxley Magic, and you can pretty much type that into a lot of the old Google and Facebook search engines. I'm facebook.com/HuxleyMagic, and get in contact if you've got an event, anything. I'm more than willing to add my magical touch to your beautiful event.
Well, you know, you did an event for us in February, actually, which you went down extremely well, I have to say.
We had a good giggle, didn't we?
I had a great time.
It was
there.
Excellent.
I had a lot of comments about it being completely different from the normal run of the mill of those kind of events. I won't go into what it was, but you certainly added a bit of magic sparkle to it, I have to say.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed.
We did. Well, I hope things work out for you, because like many performers, you're struggling a bit at the moment, not through any fault of your own. But I hope things get back to some kind of normal fairly soon.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, keep pushing the creatives, guys. Keep sharing,
yes.
liking, and all the rest of it. And I appreciate you giving us a platform to spout my plug-in.
You carry on spouting, and
so,
don't forget to practice your expertise.
And don't forget now, if you want to hire Huxley, he's available for hire, and he will turn up in full hazmat. He just said that. You heard it on the air.
Yeah.
If needs be, I'll do anything. I'll say danger pay, mate. I'll stick it on the bill. No worries.
He'll only be wearing the hazmat, though, nothing else. So.
Yeah, I'll do that as well.
In this
that's
weather,
an extra 100, though.
In this weather, you'll wear a hazmat for a couple of hours, you'll come back half a stone lighter, I would think.
Yeah, we'll lose some weight.
Well, thanks so much for being there, Huxley. Thanks so much for entertaining us as well.
That's my pleasure. I will speak to you all very soon. Love you loads.
You will.
Take care now.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.